This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash in the shower, which gently cleanses and doesn't dry out your skin. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. My people in Baltimore, my people in Alabama, my people in California, Wisconsin, Chicago, Texas, Seattle, Washington. And even my folks in Canada, I love you too. Thank you to our producer holding it down today and tomorrow, Carlos Ortiz. He's in New York City. This show is a 4-hour show. I'm here every single weekday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Knock yourselves out. You can call me if you want to. Nobody want to talk to you? You haven't spoken to nobody all day? I'm here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on the internet. I exist. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. What a day. What a show. We talked about Shohei Ohtani getting robbed. $16 million. That's a lot of money. We talked about the fact that Kentucky still doesn't have a head coach. Scott Drew of Baylor said no thank you. They got to wait on Billy Donovan now. Billy Donovan is the best guess. Who wants to coach the Bulls? The answer is nobody. Nobody wants them. Talked about the passing of O.J. Simpson at 76. Yeah. That's why I was like, hey, what do you say? I gave him his just due as a football player. And then kind of told you how he gives me the heebie-jeebies in the first hour. Yeah, heebie-jeebies. Haven't had those since I was a kid. But that man, oh, disgusting, his actions away from the field. I don't care if he wasn't found guilty of killing anybody. Disgusting. If you missed my explanation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and listen to the first hour of the show. Real simple. Thank you to everybody listening on the Odyssey app, people listening on their local affiliates, SiriusXM 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Anyway. Oh, and then we also talked about Aaron Rodgers, who's sharing conspiracy theories on podcasts about RFK or the Kennedy family. Yeah, just a typical day in the world of sports. People getting robbed, Ohtani. People saying crazy things, Aaron Rodgers. And then as life, I guess just people passing away, that being O.J. Simpson. Hey, Carlos, I said people getting robbed, right?
You did.
You know what? Speaking of people getting robbed, let's listen. The feds actually had a whole press conference today. The feds told everyone that Shohei Ohtani was a victim of massive theft, that his translator stole $16 million. He helped set up the bank account with Shohei Ohtani when he came to the United States of America, and that he basically lied to a bunch of people to have access. His financial people and advisors and agents were just trying to figure out and help him with the money, and the translator basically said, Shohei don't want nobody looking at his money. So butt out of it. And as a result, well, just listen to the feds. They basically said that, yeah, he set up this bank account with Shohei and started stealing the money for his gambling stuff.
In 2018, shortly after Mr. Ohtani arrived from Japan,
Mr. Mitsuhara helped Mr. Ohtani set up a bank account. That was a bank account that was used to deposit Mr. Ohtani's salary payments from professional baseball. Mr. Mitsuhara had access to that bank account, and he refused to give access to Mr. Ohtani's other professional advisors, including his agent, his accountant, and his financial advisor. And he told them that Mr. Ohtani wanted to keep that account private.
Oh, Mr. Ohtani is just real naive. I'm just here to play baseball. Help me out with my bank account. Don't rob me, but yeah, you can help me set it up, but don't rob me. I mean, they had this guy, Ipe, they were saying that he was calling up the bank and pretending to be Shohei just to authorize the wire transfers. This man is facing, I think, a maximum of 30 years in prison. And so right now he's trying to get his plea deal together. Yeah, just another day. Somebody getting robbed, right? Unfortunately, people get desperate. They do wild things. I don't think this guy was desperate. Not at the beginning. I just think he had a gambling addiction, and now he's going to pay for it in prison. Earlier today, we talked about the passing of O.J. Simpson. Real complicated. Well, not that complicated. It's real straightforward now that I think about it. One of the best NFL players of all time, and also I'd say one of the most despicable public human beings. And trust me, it don't have nothing to do with him, or it does. I'm not basing that solely on not being found guilty of killing Nicole Brown Simpson. I'm looking at all the convictions of physical assault and abuse that were levied upon her that got him arrested. I mean, this woman was saying that he's going to kill her. And it looked like he did. Not in the court of law. I don't know how he got the other bloody glove at his house. You can blame the LAPD for that one. He did get arrested for stealing his own memorabilia back. O.J. Simpson, he was found liable in civil court. He had to pay up $33 million, and that sent him into a tailspin, a further financial tailspin especially. Then he got he got 33 years for trying to steal his stuff back? He didn't serve it, obviously. Gets out of jail and then joins social media? I remember when O.J. Simpson joined Twitter in, 2019? Listen to this.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Oh, disgusting. I don't care what the context, the vagueness of the message. I mean, come on, it was almost 20 years ago. He was trying to sell a book, If I Did Do It. Like, man, be classier than that. But he couldn't. And then he's doing podcasts and popping up on Twitter. And then yesterday, via his own Twitter, his family shared that he passed away due to cancer. I mean, one of his last messages, he was addressing the rumors that he was in hospice. I mean, well, he ain't here anymore. He didn't have to go into hospice to pass away of cancer. This was one of OJ's last messages to the public.
Hey, X-World. Hospice? Hospice? You talking about hospice? No, I'm not in any hospice. I don't know who put that out there, but whoever put that out there, I guess it's like the Donald Sink. Can't trust the media. In any event, I'm hosting a ton of friends for the Super Bowl here in Las Vegas. So all is well, you know. So, hey, guys, take care. Have a good Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, okay. That was his last personal message. Hey, Carlos, he had another message after that?
Yeah, so if you look at his Twitter, his last video, that was his second and last one, his last video was picking the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, now we know we won't hear from him again because he gone. He gone. Caitlyn Jenner said good riddance. And there's a lot of people feel nothing about his passing. I certainly understand it. Great NFL player, but who gives a damn after that, you know? Like, ugh. Just, ugh. It's made me uncomfortable even hearing and thinking about him. Now we don't have to think about him too much longer. 855-212-4CBS. O.J. Simpson is gone. Shohei Ohtani. We find out that he's not involved in any criminality and gambling. It was just his interpreter. And then, man, we even got jokes from old guys. A 46, soon-to-be 47-year-old Tom Brady is sitting around on podcasts, and he's making jokes about a return, and I'm like, are you kidding me? What is he doing? Tom Brady, yes. Tom Brady sat down on a podcast while he got his hair cut. Exciting, right? It's called the Deep Cut Podcast. Nice play on words. And Tom Brady was asked about a potential return. Again, listen to this.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Telling everybody about these return rumors again. Tom Brady ain't coming back. What, 47? Like, is he that? Does he got a screw loose? Does he want to get hit again? And I know they got so many rules against him being hit that you can't breathe on Tom Brady, but he ain't coming back. Tom Brady's going to be on Fox this year, right? Collecting his $35 million per year. That's the easy life. Stay home, Tom Brady, stay home. Speaking of legends that won't quit, Tiger Woods is back. And play is currently suspended at the Masters. Well, it's nighttime. Tiger Woods, after 13 holes, is one shot under. Not too bad, not too shabby. Now, if it's Tiger Woods, you better hope that he doesn't wake up tomorrow in pain. Because he also told us before the Masters even got started, he's like, yeah, it depends on the day. My body hurts one day, it's good the next. Listen to Tiger Woods before the Masters.
The body's just, you know, the things that just flare up. And as I, again, the training that we have to do at home, it changes from a day-to-day basis. Some days I just feel really good, and other days, not so much.
Oh, okay. That's how I feel. Hey, Carlos, is that how you feel some days?
I call those weekdays.
One day I feel good, one day I don't. Carlos, yesterday I got out the bed, and before I got out the bed, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have a terrible back day. Today I got out the bed, my back felt great. Can I play professional golf too, or is that just for Tiger Woods?
I think it's just for Tiger Woods, but you know what, JR? If you practice every day from now on, you might have a chance to not embarrass yourself.
When you say not embarrass myself, you mean compete for the Masters? Or no, that's too aspirational.
I mean, listen, I'm all about chasing your dreams, but let's be realistic for a second.
Oh, I suck at golf. You play golf?
Oh, I'm terrible at golf. Like, if I practice, I'll be just good enough to get laughed at instead of completely embarrassed.
Okay. All right. Understand that. Yeah, I haven't swung a golf club in, I don't even know, 5 years maybe? 6 years? It's been pre-pandemic. I've been on a golf course. But when I go to the golf course, I don't swing the clubs. I just maybe have a beer. Maybe I'll have a cigar. I ain't swinging the clubs. No thanks. Too lazy for that. Too lazy. Push me around on the cart. Give me some food. I'm good at that point. Bryson DeChambeau is sitting at the top of the leaderboard as the weather here in Atlanta. Oh, by the way, Tiger Woods was talking about how warm it was. Oh, yeah, it was warm and nice. Tonight it's dropping into the 50s. If he should be lucky, it'll go back up into the 70s tomorrow. Good luck to Tiger Woods, the man whose body is just duct tape, scotch tape, couple screws, couple plates. God bless him. He's lucky to be alive given some of his accidents. And Tiger Woods, he going to roll until the wheels fall off. If he should be so lucky, he'll accidentally get a six green jacket. Maybe he'll accidentally find one. I don't see him winning one. Sorry, Tiger. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a wild day. OJ passes. Shohei Ohtani's guy is trying to put together a plea deal so he spends less time in prison. Tiger Woods is back. Tom Brady is teasing and making jokes about a return. Is it jokes? Aaron Rodgers is sitting around on podcasts saying wild things. And you know what? Speaking of wild things, these quote-unquote things, these sound bites, popped up today as well. One has to deal with Jared Goff, not happy with some of the media in Detroit. Meanwhile, speaking of online, he's online quite a bit. The other guy is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant not happy with Fat Joe, the musician? What? We're going to hear from two unhappy athletes on the other side of the break. One is Kevin Durant, and the other one is Jared Goff. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm happy. I'm good. No complaints here on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And shout-outs to the game representing California. I think he said he's done making music. That's fine by me. Nice guy when I met him. I got no problem with him. He got no problem with me. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of problems, can we all just get along? Can't we all just get along? Jared Goff has a problem with how the media treats the Lions, talks about the Lions, I should say. And then Kevin Durant got a beef with Fat Joe. Yeah, the musician from the Bronx, bald guy with the beard. How? Why? What? Kevin Durant, should he be thinking about a playoff spot right now? Like, can we fight? I don't. Carlos, is anybody happy today? Anybody? Anybody?
I'm happy.
Okay. I'm happy you're happy. It makes me happy.
I'm happy because I'm going to get to rock with you, JR.
Oh, thanks. I'm just a guy, just here.
No, you're just mortal.
I'm just a mortal guy. Yeah, I'm here. Looking at the Knicks beat Boston 104-73. What a waste of time this is. Tom Thibodeau, I guess he's happy. Man is never happy. Joe Mazzulla, probably not happy. But let's get back to these unhappy individuals today. Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions. He is and should be riding the wave, right? What's he got to complain about? He was sitting down on a podcast. What else is new? And he was talking about his experience. And he was bigging up Detroit and saying it's the best thing that's happened to him. And why not when you throw for 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns and go to the playoffs, something that the Lions haven't done. Well, let's just say go to the playoffs and win in about 30-plus years. This is great. This is good. Except for Jared Goff wanted to take some time to look at the media and go, yeah, this is the Lions. Historically, we have sucked. Get over it. Let's think about the bright side. Listen to what Jared Goff had to say about what gets emphasized by the media in Detroit.
I have this, like, I probably need to drop it pretty soon here because I'm going to hopefully be in Detroit for a long time. But I have this thing with our local media where, like, they almost, like, relish in negativity at times.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what gets clicks and that's what sells. But it's no longer what they need to live in. Like,
right.
Hey, guys, like, we have a good team. We've had success. Like, we can be happy about that. We can celebrate that and not have to write about how, like, we're constantly the underdog. Like, no, like, teams are going to be gunning for us now. Like, we won the division and all that. And I'm probably overthinking it in my head just because it's the chip on my shoulder and the competitor in me.
Yeah, you are. You're thinking about it from an athlete's perspective. You're not thinking about it from the poor individuals who've had to live through watching the Lions their entire lives. Why can't they have that perspective? And you don't read or listen. And I certainly remember and recall the press conference where he was asked about all of the talent on the San Francisco 49ers. And as we know, the Detroit Lions went into the playoffs. They beat the Rams. God bless them. They went out there and beat the Buccaneers. And then they lost. They lost to the 49ers by three. Maybe if Mr. Dan Campbell wasn't so much of a gambling Dan Campbell, then maybe, just maybe, they would have made the Super Bowl, right? Maybe. Jared Goff took issue with saying, hey, we got talented players here. Sure, yeah. You got to win something first. This is the first time that y'all have won something. Last year, the season before, you were able to turn around the year at the end and save the job of Dan Campbell. Now, as you move into this season, there's going to be some expectations. And naturally, from the fan base and from the media, based on what they've seen and experienced over the past 30 years, they are hoping, they are cautiously optimistic that there's not a drop-off. That's human nature. If you have a pet, if you have an animal, unfortunately, you have an animal that comes from abuse, you bring them into the house, it takes time. People, human beings, all type of animals, we can be triggered, especially to trauma. Detroit Lions fans have been traumatized. Can you blame them for looking at the past and going, ugh? And sure, past performance isn't a full indicator of what will take place in the future. Otherwise, if that were the case, the Lions would just suck every year. That would be their destiny. Jared Goff, here's some JR wisdom. Don't listen to the radio. Don't read the paper. Just go play. And I know there are a lot of athletes who say that they don't. Most of them do. It's a tough thing. But just go play. He said he was in his head, got a chip on his shoulder. Just don't worry about it. Get over it. Jared Goff, you're a Lion. It's a part of the deal, man. You're going to be the underdog until you actually win something. Embrace it. Embrace the chip on your shoulder. In a wild scene, in a wild scenario, Jared Goff isn't the only guy who feels the need to defend himself. I didn't expect this for today. Kevin Durant, not happy with a report from Fat Joe? Like, what world are we living in? Earlier today, Fat Joe was trending. And I'm like, oh, no, I hope Fat Joe is okay. I hope. And he is. Fat Joe was sitting down on the Roommates podcast with Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks and his teammate Josh Hart. They're friends. They're buddies. Roommates. Villanova, okay? Buddies. They had Fat Joe the musician on their show. And Fat Joe, from New York City, used to have a team at Rucker Park up in Harlem, New York, at the EBC, the celebrity basketball tournament, the one that everybody would go to. People, and not even before it was EBC. Dr. J, all the way down to Kobe Bryant, everybody would pass through Rucker Park, including Kevin Durant, had a legendary performance in one game in the park against semi-pros, pros, and wannabes. Kevin Durant scored 82 points. What a shock. What a surprise. It's like 10-plus years ago. Fat Joe sat down on the podcast, and he said that Kevin Durant upset some folks by so many points that he needed to leave the area quickly because he was in danger. Listen to this story from Fat Joe.
You know, Kevin Durant was... He scored like 82 points in the third quarter. Like, he don't like me telling this story. They chased him out the Rucker. Like, they want to beat him up. He whipped their ass so bad that they wanted to literally beat him up out there. Like, it was just... And he was doing, like, almost like the Caitlin Clark show.
He was checking it out.
I mean, from the other side of the court. I'm not talking about.
No, I remember that video.
Half court. I was there at the game. I'm not talking about half court. He was. They checked it out, passed it to him, and five guys would go like this, and he was hitting them. Water. He scored like 80 points. I said, "Oh, wow." I was out there. They chased him into the truck. He had to go.
Kevin Durant was in Harlem, and they chased him into the truck. Now, I wasn't at that game. I used to go out to the Rucker. I wasn't at that game. I never heard a story in my life about him having to be chased into a truck. When he left, was he mobbed by fans? Oh, yeah, I believe so. I've seen him get walked to the truck, chased. I don't know about that, Fat Joe. Maybe there's a misunderstanding when it comes down to the words. And nobody wanted to whoop his ass. Maybe they wanted an autograph. Maybe they wanted a photo. Maybe they wanted a selfie. But I never heard anything about anybody trying to beat Kevin Durant up in Harlem. And so what did Kevin Durant do? He responded right on Twitter, on X. And he said it real simply. Another podcast lie. It was nothing but respect and love out there that night. Didn't feel unsafe for 1 second. Jared Goff not happy with the media in Detroit. Kevin Durant not happy with Fat Joe. Not that we'll ever see a physical fight between Kevin Durant and Fat Joe. But why can't we live in a world where people are happy? Aaron Rodgers, miserable. Kevin Durant, miserable. Jared Goff, not happy. I'm happy being in Detroit, but not happy with the media. I'm glad Carlos is happy. Carlos, do you think Marco is happy? What do you think about that?
Oh, that's the wrong person to ask, man. I like Marco a lot. He never looks happy to me.
You know, that's messed up.
He always looks happy to me. Marco, you happy?
It's just sunshine and rainbows. I mean, let's be fair. I don't necessarily look like I'm walking on clouds, but I'm actually enjoying myself. I'm having a good day.
I didn't know whether to speak to you or say hello for like 6 months.
What?
That's on you, man.
Wow.
Marco has that don't bother me face.
Does he? I don't know. The first time I saw Marco, I don't know how long we said hi to each other. I don't know. It was a long time ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
Marco's my guy now.
I don't know. I give off the vibe of get the hell out of my face. That's possible. I won't deny that. But if you're asking me if I'm actually in a good mood, more times than not, I am.
Let me ask you this, Marco. A lot of miserable people today in sports, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think Ohtani's miserable today? Does he care that he got robbed of $16 million? Does it matter to him?
I don't know, because I don't know anything about the guy. So I don't know. Is that miserable? Is that insulated? Is that one track? I don't know anything about this guy, and he doesn't want you to know anything about him. Part of that I respect, and part of that makes me go, something's not right there.
You still think, wait a minute. You believe that you still think he might have been in on this with Ipe, even after the feds said nothing?
Look, I'll say this. One, I'm never 100% on anything. So, yeah, I believe that there could still be something. But I wasn't alluding to that. I mean, just in general, in the person itself, when he doesn't let you in at all and doesn't give you anything, I mean, even crumbs, it was like a CIA thing to be able to find out his dog's name. Something's not right with him, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
No, it's cultural, no.
That could be. Well, but I felt like it's almost like he's protected to the point of, like, what exactly are you protecting? I respect the fact of wanting to be left alone. I respect that out of more than most. But there's something wrong about the littlest things that you're still protecting. It makes me concerned that there's something that you are hiding. But that's you. That's your personal stuff. So you do you.
Yeah, he's just a baseball robot from Japan. That's it. That got robbed by his friend that he thought was his friend. He's just real naive, Marco. Come on. He's just a real naive guy.
You know, I could even live with the fact of you said, like, he didn't realize. The amount of money, we get caught up in that. You see $16 million, and you go, how could you not know? I get it. I do. But I'll take a step back and go, for him, $16 million is different than our $16 million. You could say it's still 16. I get it. But he doesn't pay his bills. he doesn't know what it's like to not be able to pay the bills.
If the guy is taking $16,000 here, $16,000 there, $50,000. That's nothing. That's like me going to the grocery store.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like we lost $10. So we don't feel it, and he didn't feel it. Plus, doesn't strike me as a guy, again, not knowing him, doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's checking his bank account to see what's going on.
The guy routed the number. He had the alerts on his bank account turned off.
Yeah, see, I'm still struggling with why was the interpreter basically like power of attorney, could do all this stuff. None of the financial advisors knew what was going on because, well, they didn't speak to Shohei directly because they didn't speak Japanese. Like, wait a minute. So your entire team is incompetent, and they have no idea what's going on.
They got to wait on him. They got to Ipe. Now he's going to be in prison.
I mean, I struggle with this. You're telling me that this guy,
he's a saint.
He's like a supervillain, Ipe. Then he was able to fool Otani. He was able to fool his entire team. He fooled the bank. I mean, he should be in the Arkham Asylum. Like, I don't understand. Like, how is
he a Batman villain?
Yeah, seriously. This guy's the Joker. Like, how the hell did he pull all this off? Good for you. I respect it. How could that be possible?
Otani is a saint. That's it.
Or
he just came to America to play baseball, and he trusted this guy. He's like, hey, I need somewhere to put my money. I trust you. Hey, let's go. Can you help me open up my bank account?
Yeah, did he put his name on the account too? I mean, like, come on.
Everybody, like when you're a kid, I don't want to call Shohei Ohtani a kid, but you learn about banking. Most of us, you learn from your family. You know, hey, let's go to the bank and open up the first account when you're in school. And then, you know, you need a little bit of help. What's the difference here?
And your financial advisors and your entire team, he didn't have like one or two, but he had a team of people. And he still does.
Shohei said no. He doesn't want you. He wants to keep his bank stuff. He I got it.
I got it.
Because he don't speak English. I speak English. I got it. Don't worry about it. And he stole. That's it. Shohei is a saint. Believe it.
And the idea that the feds checked. One, what is their motivation to truly, they're getting a conviction. That's their motivation. So they're happy. And they're they're pleading guilty. The guy's not even going to fight you. But the other part of it is, so as long as they're not dumb enough to have it in text messaging, then nothing ever happened.
But now that they have put the hammer down on him, are we to believe that there's going to be a quote-unquote just a comeback to this? It's done. It's over. They're not going to reinvestigate
it.
Yeah, they're not going to implicate themselves in being, what's the word here? Idiots. They're just going to leave this alone.
And that's what everybody wanted. Go away. Everything went away. Yeah, so the idea that, I'm still
You don't think the
I'm
feds,
supposed to swallow everything whole, that it's still not the fall guy?
No, but you don't think the feds would have loved this if Ohtani were involved? You don't think that would make their day?
Yes, if they had an easy being able to prosecute smoking gun. If they don't, they're not going to dig that hard. They got things to do. This guy's already going to plead guilty. Conviction. Done. Moving on.
How long do you think he's away? 20-something years?
I you know what? I want to see that. Because would it shock you if he got a suspended sentence?
He got to do some time, right?
Does he?
What are they going to paddle? Thank you for... What are they going to thank him for? No, he's going to serve something.
I don't know. And maybe he does. Maybe he does a short term. I truly don't know.
Send him back to Japan. I know he was born out there. I don't know his citizenship status.
I don't know. But I need to see that first before I sit here and tell. If you're telling me a suspended sentence, 6 months, a year, whatever, it wouldn't shock me if, he just took the hit. If you're telling me he gets 15 years, then I'm going to back off and be like, whoa, nobody's going to take 15 years for somebody.
The guy's almost 40 years old. Why does he want to sit around in prison for another, even 15? He wants to be outside and gamble. That's what he wants to do.
You know, that's the other thing, too. What was college soccer, one of them?
He bet on everything except for baseball.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then, so college soccer, so when him and Ohtani were hanging out in the hotel room, was he kind of like, yo, man, I just want to watch this UCLA soccer game. Cool with you? Yeah, sure, no problem. What?
What they say, he won 140 in bets. He lost 180. And he's 40 in the hole. And the other guy, the bookie, is done, too. They're all cooked. Maybe. Maybe he gets off because he cooked the bookie. Possibly. I don't know.
And the bookies are always quick to give line of credits to people that they don't think can pay them back, right?
No, he said, hey, this is my friend. You know, he's cool with Shohei. Shohei got it. So that's why he gave him the credit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why. Not because it was Ohtani, because he thought it was Ohtani. He thought.
Oh, so another person that got tricked. Oh, okay.
He wouldn't be dealing with, listen, I don't know nothing about nothing, okay? But if I'm a bookie, why am I just giving money out to a translator?
Exactly.
Unless you're hanging out with this rich man. Hanging out.
Right.
Hanging out with him.
Right.
Shohei Ohtani is a baseball saint. He came over to America to make money and play baseball, and he got tricked by his gambling-addicted translator. That's it.
You know, I want to know in the hotel, were they watching like field hockey too? That at any point, did he look at him and go, why are we watching this? No?
Shohei Ohtani was reading a book.
He had was it about baseball?
It was about baseball, okay. hitting sliders and throwing them.
Mm.
He had
the art
on
of pitching.
The art of pitching. He had on his former tech, you know, leg sleeves for his recovery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he made sure that he got 14 hours of sleep a night and drank a glass of milk because it's Shohei Ohtani. And then he went to bed.
Makes sense. And then he pays sitting in the other room rooting on the Bruins.
Yes, exactly. Without Ohtani knowing about it. Yes, correct. That's what happened, Marco.
I got it now.
Yeah.
See, I needed you to help me out with this. Now I got it.
He was drinking milk while this guy was stealing from
him. I got it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's what criminals do. You said he's the Arkham Asylum. Yeah, he's a criminal. Have you seen Ipe's haircut? What? I'm just saying. Yes. Looks like.
The haircut is criminal, huh?
The haircut is criminal, and so is his actions. Yeah. Terrible haircut. Anyway.
Everybody listening, just so you know, I know JR if you want to let me hold something.
Don't say that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Shohei Ohtani, a saint from Japan. We come back from break as we start to wrap the show up. I'm going to tell you about something that took place this day in history. There's a Japanese tie-in. I got you covered. But right now, it's a news flash with Marco Belletti. He got you covered, too. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, just still trying to process and understand that Shohei Ohtani is a baseball saint. It's that translator that was stealing and robbing and taking advantage of Shohei to the tune of $16 million to try to pacify his gambling addiction. Shohei's a saint. Just believe it until we hear otherwise. Anyway, I told you about this day in sports history. And today, if you didn't know, it's been a long time now. It's April 11th. You give it a little while, you're going to blink, and it's going to be April 12th. But for right now, it is still April 11th. And it's time to go back into a time machine and take a look at something that took place this day in sports. Guess what? Really, and only 3 years ago in 2021, on this day, Hideki Matsuyama, he walked away with a Masters victory, and it was historical because he was the first man from Japan to win a Masters title. Let's go back in time and listen as Matsuyama gets a green jacket.
Players from 11 different countries have known what this magic moment feels like. Never, though, one from Japan until today.
Matsuyama Hideki.
In a country which will host the Olympics and golf this summer, Matsuyama just became all four Beatles rolled into one.
Oh, that's nice. Obviously, that was from 2021 because we're on to another Olympics, okay? That was the 85th Masters back in 2021. The first Japanese male to win a golf major, period. Not just the Masters. He beat Will Zalatoris by one stroke. Congratulations to him. And if you know anything about the Masters, The guy who wins gets to pick the dinner that all the other Green Jacket winners get to eat. Well, Jordan Spieth, he talked about that Masters dinner. And you can bet Matsuyama with the steak, the Wagyu beef, he had it all hooked up. Listen to Jordan Spieth rail about it.
I might make a lot of people mad in the state of Texas, but it's the best beef I've ever had. And to be serving that tonight on top of miso cod and sushi to start, I mean, I'm very, very excited. I saw it today, and I had no idea what route he was going to go. And I'm excited to shake his hand and say thank you at the end of the night. So,
thank you.
Might have to get carted off.
Yeah, he'd have to get carted off because he ate so much and he was fat. Carlos, in an imaginary world, if you won the Masters, what type of food would you ask for and request?
I'll just go with good old-fashioned Puerto Rican comfort food. So some little empanadas, even though we call them pasalillos. Some paella be like the main course. That's that.
Oh, okay.
That's that baked rice with seafood in it. You know, lobster, a little action in there. So a lot of tropical food, a lot of seafood.
Okay. I think I'd go Dominican.
We're not far off.
Yeah, I know we're not. I think I'd go Dominican. I don't know. Are we ever going to see some Puerto Rican or Dominican food at the Masters? Are we ever going to see it?
Hey, anything's possible, like Kevin Garnett said.
Yeah, him winning a championship seemed a little bit more probable. Do we got a Dominican or Puerto Rican golfer out there? Do we have one?
Off the top of my head, I want to say no. You know, it's funny. There is a golfer, Carlos Ortiz, no relation. Oh. That is, you know, so we have that namesake in common at least.
Where's he from? Mexico?
I believe he's Mexican.
We got to get a Puerto Rican and Dominican out there.
Although, hey, can you imagine that Masters Mexican meal? That would be the meal to end all meals.
Oh, my God. You don't have to tell me. All the food sounds. I forgot who won it recently. They did brisket and chicken. I'm like, come on, man. We chicken fingers here? What are we doing? We can get chicken fingers anywhere. It's the Masters. Make them cook up something better than that. If they get Dominican and Puerto Rican food, I got to figure out a way to get there. If I should be so lucky. It's only not too far away from me in Augusta. Listen, folks. Hey, Carlos, thank you for a great night, by the way. Great, great production work. Thank you for helping out.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's do this again tomorrow.
We most certainly will. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's done. Both of us will be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Maybe we'll have happier athletes. Maybe Aaron Rodgers won't say anything. Maybe Ohtani won't get robbed. O.J. Simpson died. You can only die once, so at least we don't have to worry about that. Anyway, I'm done. I'm gone. I'm finished. If you want to find me, I'm on the internet. Knock yourselves out at JR Sport Brief. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm gone. Carlos is gone. But Bart Winkler is coming up next. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Y'all be well, be safe, be smooth, and be cool. Thank you, Carlos.